All right, Hunter Lawrence, man, great heat race. Take the win rather easily. And, you know, main event, you rode terrific, man. You were on the ground in turn one, and you made it all the way to seventh, and you were charging. But, yeah, and ultimately, for a guy like you, you look at those lost points, I guess, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Not ideal, you know, but like I said, it was just out of my control being taken down in the first turn from, you know, being hit from behind. Like, you never race backwards, especially in the first turn. You know, you're looking... I was in a really good position. You've seen what I was able to do in the heat race, you know. Yeah, dude, just not exactly how we wanted it to go down, but no, my intentions are clear for Tuesday. It's pretty simple now. Like, yep. I've just got to get those points back, maybe make those guys lose some.
Yeah, really, right? Is it as simple as saying, like, for the heat race win, is it as simple as saying, he knows how to ride the mud or whatever? Is it that, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, was it that kind of feeling for you?
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, Hamaker also won his heat race, and he didn't go to Europe and race in the GP. So, I mean, you can only say that so much. You know, I've been living in America for 2.5 years now, or not 2.5, but 2 and a little bit years now. So, you know, we don't really have European conditions here. So,
no.
It's honestly debatable, you know.
Totally new track, you know, better than Daytona in my mind. And were you able to move around a bit more coming through the pack? Was it easier because of this? Like, if this happens in Houston and you fall in the first turn, how much tougher is it to get up from there and do it otherwise, you know?
Yeah, so I actually am kind of in 2 minds on that just because of the conditions we had. You know, the track crew, we had an extremely slippery and muddy heat race, and then, you know, they did their best and kind of like smeared out all of the mud. If you were off that main line, it was super hard to get traction and make passes and go faster than someone in the main line just because the main line ended up being dry, you know. So that side of things was extremely difficult. Again, you know, like that first section from being on the ground in the first turn dead last, and then no one's jumping the finish line lane doubles. Right. No one's jumping anything because there's guys going everywhere. So, like, dude, I just give myself such a disadvantage on that because I'm like, well, I'm not going to jump and land on people. Like, I can't, you know?
So, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean.
Of all the tracks that you needed 3 practices in, this was one of them. And you couldn't get 3. Did you remember where shit was?
Yeah. Tell me about it. So, like, on the start line for the first qualifying session, we didn't get press day. We didn't get the free practice.
Right.
And Chris Blois was there next to me, actually. And I was aware, under the understanding that we were going to have the 2 roll laps still, you know? Like, we haven't even stepped foot on the track.
Right.
And it's the longest lap. Like, Sipes did a 1:41.
Right. Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And so we were like, dude. Okay, and then, and then Blosser, he goes, hey, we got 2 roll-ups? And I'm like, yeah, I think so, because we were, like, sitting behind the front row of guys.
Yeah.
And then, like, I thought to myself for, like, 10 seconds, and then I'm like, oh, like, I don't want to screw this guy's practice if, like, I'm wrong. And I'm like, hey, dude, like, I actually don't know. Like, don't take my word for it. Like, I got no idea now. And then, first practice. I think I got 1 clean lap in where I, like, got the whole track in because we only did 5 laps, you know?
Yeah.
then, so that was that. And then, qualifying, they said, okay, next one's going to be 8 minutes. And then that got canceled and then straight into the heat race, cold turkey with no siding laps. It was, this track, we probably could have used a little more time to get used to it, but everyone else is in the same boat.
Right,
so
right.
It's no disadvantage to,
You were 19th or 20th in your qualifying until your last lap, and you moved to 3rd or whatever, 4th, whatever it was.
And that lap wasn't even, like, real crazy good. And then I looked up at the board, and I was like, oh, geez, all right, we'll take it. Like,
right. Well, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. Nice heat race win. A good ride in the main event. You know, you were on it, and the best you could do after laying in the ground. So thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. We'll be back Tuesday. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.